time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Hey, welcome back again to the NOLA Gymnasium. We're getting set to go to the second half of our hoops doubleheader this evening with the Ladies Ravens winning in game one. Now it is the guys' turn, the Benedictine men. And they're going to be hosting Peru State in this Heart of America Athletic Conference ball game. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with your court side. And we're going to take a quick pause as the PA guy recognizes our Heroes Day today with representatives from so many service areas around the care listing area. And a tip of the hat to all of them. Good to have you here. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Those are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Welcome welcome back once again here to the Nolan Gymnasium, the PA guy. He's set. He's going to introduce the starters to us. Turned into a really, really nice crowd as the evening has worn on, and people have had a chance to get out and get around a little bit and get themselves to the gymnasium. Great crowd. Let's do the starters. First of all, for the visitors here tonight, Peru State, the Bobcats, coming into the ballgame at 8-7 in the season and 4-4 in the conference under head coach Roman Gentry. They're going to be starting Victor Lado. He's a senior, 6'7", out of Louisville, Kentucky. From Omaha, it'll be Ty Griggs. He's a 6'1", senior. A junior in Quinton Wright. He's from Flower Mound, Texas, and is 6'5". At 6'4", from Gainesville, Florida, the junior, Ashton Lavette. And rounding it out, the big guy in the middle of 6'7", the senior out of CB, Iowa, Christian Tidean. For the Benedictine Ravens, under head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Pearin, Adam Reichel, assistant coach, Ravens come in. Also an 8-7 team. Benedictine is 4-3 in conference play, coming off that really nice win last Saturday over at William Woods. And let's take a look at the Ravens starters. It'll be Preston Reynolds, 6'4 grad student from Leawood, Kansas. From Knoxville, Virginia, 6'4. It'll be junior Jack Vanderwoody. Declan Sullivan's a sophomore. He'll run the ball club from the point, a 6'1 guy from South Bend, Indiana. At 6'2, at the 2 is Bryson LaRue. Bryson, a senior from Lee's Summit. And rounding up the starting five at the post, standing 6'8", the junior from Lenexa, Kansas, it's Aiden Sullivan. So for Peru, Lado, Griggs, Wright, Levette, and Tidean. For Benedictine, Reynolds, Vanderudy, Sullivan, LaRue, and Sullivan. Now, two Sullivans, not related, not family. Dunklin out of South Bend, Indiana. Aiden out of Lenexa, Kansas. So, we will, again, as we've been doing all year, we're going to be reverting to a lot of first names for these guys. Not that we don't do a lot of that anyway, but just kind of keep everything straight. For Peru State, leading the way offensively is Victor Lado. He's averaging about 14 points a game. Also in double figures with 11.5 is Ashton Levant. And their main guy coming off the bench is Caleb Ayupu. And he's averaging 10.8. He's a big guy out of Columbus, Ohio. For Benedictine, leading scorer on the season, Bryson LaRue and Declan Sullivan and Jack Vanderudy. All of them in double figure scoring. And Declan leading the way 18 points a game. Well, it looks like we're about ready to get underway with this one. We mentioned it tomorrow night. We're going to have high school hoops. It'll be JCN, I believe is what I had, right? JCN and MHMA. So you got that going on. Oh, no, that's going to be Friday night. Tomorrow night is going to be Sports Look. Jeff and I are going to have Sports Look tomorrow night. Friday is going to be high school hoops. And we will have JCN at Barnhill Mount Academy. And then Saturday, Benedictine, our Ravens, 12 and 2 o'clock, as they will be at Clark. So lots of action as we get well into January. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine of the home whites with black and red. And in the Kentucky blue with white lettering and trim, Peru State. The ball goes up the tip of the way. The Bobcats are going to haul it down, and we're at it. Peru going from right to left across your dial in the opening half. Here's a drive into the lane, inside the block, falling away. The shot is up, but it will not go down. And here comes Benedictine back the other way. Tidean with that shot. Raven shot from the corner is going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. And Vanderudy, who had taken that three-point shot, indicated to the official who concurred that the ball had been touched by Quentin Wright. So BC is going to be putting it into their end. We're about a half a minute into a scoreless ball game. Ravens are going to work it around to the left side. Back out on top, Bryson. He'll play off the screen from Aiden. Comes out on top, Preston. Reynolds will back into the lane, back in, change directions, go, change hands, puts the shot up, puts it into the Ravens on the board first. Off the hand of Preston Reynolds, Benedictine goes up 2-0. 19-17 to go. And the first half, and as the driving layup goes up, we'll have a foul on Jack. Vanderweide coming in a little bit late, reached out, looking to deflect the shot. They got a bit of the arm. So the foul on Vanderweide, and it'll be Quentin Wright coming to the free throw line. He's looking for Peru's first point. Then the first one kicks away. One more shot coming up for Quentin Wright, a 66% free throw shooter. Only 6 of 9 on the season. Seems kind of crazy for a guy who's played every game this year. This free throw's good, so he'll get one of the two, and the Ravens lead trimmed to 1. We're almost a minute in. Ravens are going to bring it up the court. Over to the left side is Bryson. Top of the key, Aiden. Kicks it over to Deglin. Sullivan brings it over to the right side. Nearly travels with it. Here's Vanderweide. Skips it out on top. And a bounce pass that was way too flat. Vanderweide knows it. Didn't get the thing bounced off the floor. And so it just kind of scooted beneath the reach of Bryson LaRue over on the left elbow. Back up with it is going to come Peru State. Into the lane. Running shot. It's up. It's good. And a bucket by Christian Tinian is going to give Peru its first lead of the ballgame. They're in front by 1 at 3-2. 18.5 to go in the first half. Vanderweide wants the shot, can't get it. Now they'll feed it into the middle. Deglin back out on top. Reynolds has the ball. He's backing in. No room. Has to come back to the top. And the Ravens are going to turn it over with a travel. So excellent Peru State defense early in the ballgame is really not giving the Ravens any kind of a good look. And, in fact, this forced Benedictine to pick up a couple of early turnovers. 18 minutes ago in the first half. Bobcats with the basketball, leading it by 1. 3-2 here early on. Tidy Ann with it over to the right side. Gets it over to Lavette. Top side to right. Ravens did a good job of keeping the ball above the three-point line. Now pass the middle, batter by Jack. Saved. Now at the baseline, little crossover, slipping, ball on the floor, saved. The shot at the buzzer is an air ball, and the Ravens are going to have it on the shot clock violation. 17:40 to play in the first half. Bobcats from Peru State with an early one-point lead of 3-2. Early shooting has been a little bit tough. Ravens have the ball top side. That's going to be Deglin. Plays off the screen. Gets it over to Preston. And we get an offensive foul. And it is going to be on Preston. Yeah, Preston slid down to set that screen, but not exactly clean. And Reynolds is going to have his first foul. Benedictine will have team foul too. 17-17 to go in the first half. Over to the right side with the basketball. Peru, again, works the perimeter, and the Ravens do a good job at denying the center. Now we're going to get an offensive foul the other way. Ravens set a nice little screen, and running into and kind of through it was Victor Lato. So these two teams taking a little bit of time to kind of get their game legs beneath them. It was the same thing happened with the ladies' contest. Very low scoring early on, and then the two teams caught fire. Benedictine getting 80 in their win. Aiden Sullivan had a huge game over at Fulton Saturday. And here's a turnaround shot. He'll knock it down. Aiden is on the board, and the Ravens are back in front. It is 4-3 Benedictine. 16.5 to go in the opening half. Little one-hand push pass across the floor is batted away. Saved, though, by Peru State. Accelerating into the lane. Turning around. Falling away. The jump shot is on its way and good. Lavette will knock it down. And for Ashton, his first points of the game. And the Ravens again trail by 1 as these two teams exchange the advantage. Preston brings it in. And Deglin Sullivan walks it up the floor. Deglin is so good for this team. At 18 points a ball game. Hitting 61% from the floor and 42% from three-point range. The sophomore's having a great career here at Benedictine. Little behind-the-back pass comes out on top. Preston goes 3, doesn't get it. And a rebound swept away by Peru State. Victor Lato coming down with the board. Tomcats coming up the floor. We're 4 minutes into the game, and it's a 5-4 Bobcat lead. Baseline three. Short. Preston Reynolds will rebound it down. Over to the left side. First shot of the game for Bryson LaRue. He'll bury it. 3-point shot for Bryson. Benedictine up 2-7-5. 15.5 to go. Game moving along pretty briskly. The clock's running a lot. Not a lot of things happening to stop that. Neither the team has gone to the bench quite yet. Doremus worked that player deep in. Now into the lane. The shot's going to be rejected by Sullivan and going to be saved out on top Bryson. So Aiden with the block. Bryson in the lane. Swings it over to Jack. Corner three. Nope. Rebound slapped out on top by Aiden. Jack's going to save it. Goes to Bryson. He'll go three. Nope. This time the board will be cleared away by Victor Lado. 5 minutes into the game. Ravens with the lead. 7-5. Peru State back up court with it. Benedictine 3-5 from the floor. Peru's 2-4. Working around to the left side. Tidy in. Gets it down to the baseline to Lado. Has the ball batted away. Suits on the floor. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. But the official says in the process of that happening, we have a foul called. We'll let him sort that out as the foul is going to be on Declan Sullivan. And we're going to take a break because we've got the media timeout. Timeout on the floor. Joseph at 14:39 to go. Opening half of the men's game. Ravens 7, Peru State 5.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back over here in the Ralph Phillips Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we've got 14:39 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Lady Ravens winning in game one here this evening. And the BC guys with that early lead. And again, neither team's actually setting the world on fire. Peru State is hitting 40% of their shots. Benedictine 42 on 3-7. Peru hasn't hit a three-point shot yet. The Ravens are 1-5. Here's a baseline three. Must have been deflected. That thing was way short. But the offensive board, no. Put back, no. Followed up this time up and in. So Victor Lado is going to get the follow. And he'll get his first points. And he'll tie the game at 7. 14-14 to go. Opening half. Looking out on the floor for the Ravens. It is still the starting five out here. Here's Bryson, defended hard. Lots of contact. Officials letting him play a little bit. LaRue topside to Preston. Over to the left, Vanderbooty. It's three. It's off the mark. And, again, it's Victor Lado with the rebound. Bruce racing into the forecourt. Victor will come down the right side. Two long, long, giant steps. But his layup misses. Deglin comes down. Swings it over to Preston. Goes cross-court and an athletic move for Peru State, and getting a handle of the ball and just coming into the ball game is Caleb Iukwu, the 6'5 senior from Columbus, Ohio. So he's able to deflect the ball out of bounds. Ravens will have it in. Vanderbooty and Aiden Sullivan out of the game. Ravens are going to bring, we got Drew Purdy coming in and Larry Parker the third. BC with the ball. Larry took his eye off of it. BC's going to turn it over. Here comes Peru. It's a one-on-three break, and the ball's on the floor. It kind of gets tied up. Yeah. They're going to call a jump basketball. Peru has brought Denim Johnson, D-E-N-I-M, just kind of like the blue jean. Denim Johnson, 6'1 senior from Omaha. He comes in off the bench, has not started a game, has played in all of them, and averages 9.9 PPG. 13-13 to go in the first half. 7-7 ball game. Ravens again lose the handle of the ball, turning it over, and Peru comes up with it. the feet underneath, and nobody's there. And a wide-open layup gets missed. The offensive rebound is rejected by Purdy. Up into the crowd. And, wow. A Peru player comes up with that ball. It just goes up a little bunny shot. No one's around him and just missed it. It rolled across the back of the rim and off the other side. And then the follow shot by a Peru player was just thrown out of the gym by Drew Purdy. And now prior to getting it back in play, the officials are having a little confab at the free throw line. Coming over the scorer's table, and I think they're just going to make sure that the clock is, yeah, they're going to set the shot clock at 16. So here we go. I don't think the shot clock is going to be a huge deal here in this one tonight. Both of these teams are quite adept at getting a shot away. Ihuku will drive into the lane, the shot up, missing. Drew Purdy way up above the rim, hauls down a rebound, and here comes Reynolds. As he goes into the middle, reaching in to steal the ball. Tiny Ann commits the foul. So Christian will have his first. Peru will have its second. And now we're going to get Bryson LaRue rotating out of the Raven lineup. LaRue, 3 points on 1 of 2 shooting. And for Benedictine, it's Harrison Kinsling coming into the game. And Harrison with the ball, left side, it goes to Larry. Parker works the baseline, shakes off his defender, puts the shot up too strong, gets his own rebound, and pushes it back up and in. Kind of a volleyball tap back by Larry. His first points of the game, and the Ravens are back up by a pair with 12-12 to go. In the half, it is 9-7 Benedictine. Bobcats would dish it into the corner, way down to the baseline, below the scoreboard, or below the backboard. And here's a steal. BC up the court. Right side Parker in the middle. Kissling. His look away pass. It's going to be batted away, and Peru's going to steal it. Flying back down court with the basketball. Bobcats work it right side. Go underneath. And the easy layup for Holland. That's going to be Jamail Holland, a 6'6 senior from Aurora, Colorado. We're tied again now at 9. 11 and a half to go. Parker over on the left side. Larry's 1 of 2 shooting the ball today. Holds it up with the right hand, directing the traffic. Kicks it back over to Sullivan, and Declan's shot is going to be a little bit wide to the left side. Here comes Peru State. Bobcats into the forecourt with the basketball. Peru State's got Everett Stubblefield in the game. They won't get him listed on the score sheet, but he's a grad student for this team. Much like Preston Reynolds is for the Ravens. Here's a drive across the lane. No travel called. Now the drive down the left side of the lane behind the back bounce. Pass shot is going to be up and missed again. And the Ravens are not going to be able to come up with the basketball. And in a little bit of a frustration reach, Jamail Holland collects the foul. Okay. The vibe I'm getting is a lot of up and down, a lot of going fast, but not a lot of offense and not a lot of pretty basketball at this point in the game. I think these guys are still just kind of getting settled in here a little bit. So I got a feeling that we have teams here capable of some really, really great play. Benedictine has gone to the bench, and they're going to introduce Jared Lee, a 6'2 sophomore from KCMO. So for Benedictine right now, there are no starters on the floor. Driving down is Harrison. Goes to the corner. Gabe for three. Not too strong. And a rebound for State. Bobcats taking it down the left side. 9-9 ball game. We're on a 36-point pace here. With 10 minutes to play in the first half. And Peru will throw it away. And I'm going to tell you, both Coach Gentry and Coach Mooney, I think, are a little frustrated that their guys are not quite all on the same page here. Coach Gentry just kind of spun around and almost threw himself into his chair. And I might as well sit down and watch this for a minute. But he didn't stand his chair long. Now he's back up. You can hear him in the background telling his team to move. 17 on the shot clock. Ravens with the basketball. The Kings tied at 9. Back and in is going to be Gabe Sidgwick. And his pass out on top lost for a moment by Jared. But going to be saved nicely by Harrison. Kissing will go to the baseline, wing it out on top. Here's Gabe, goes three. That one rattles in. Gabe Sinjic for Benedictine gives the Ravens a 12-9 lead at 9:20 to play in the first half. Here's a bounce underneath the rim. The cross-court pass slapped away by Drew, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 9:17 to go. Opening half, Finances of Kansas. It's Vince College Basketball, where Benedictine leads Peru State 12-9.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We come back. Peru State is going to be the first team to exit the bench area and come out on the floor. Let's see who they're going to have out there. We've got Stubblefield and Lado. Back into the game is going to come Kristen Tidian. Who else we got? Ty Griggs is back in. And Quentin Wright. So those are the players out there for Peru State. For Benedictine, I've got Jared Lee and Larry Parker III. Looks like we're also going to have Harrison Kissling and Gabe Sidgick and Drew Purdy, the same five that were on the floor when the timeout occurred. Peru puts the ball in play, and we're back to action. Benedictine leading up by three. Cross-court pass, the ball is going to be knocked away. Loose in the floor, stolen away by the Raven. Coming up with it is Jared Lee. He'll race down the floor, start down the right side of the lane, a little bit of a push pass back out on top. Kissling will handle it at the left elbow. Top side it'll go to Larry. Parker will dump it over to the right side. Ravens will accelerate, getting inside the defender. The crossover layup is going to be up and good, but we have a whistle. Is there a foul prior to the shot? Yes. So wipe away the bucket. And Ravens are going to have it in down at the baseline. And the inbound goes to Gabe, and he goes straight up and gets fouled. So Gabe is going to be fouled by Griggs. Free throw? No. So that'll be five team fouls by Peru. First free throw does not go in, but the second one will for Gabe, and he'll have 4 points, and the Ravens will have a four-point lead. It's 13-9 Benedictine. Peru has not put a point on the board since 11:30, so they've been about 3 minutes, and they're going to be longer than that as that shot is way off the mark, but an offensive rebound. Bobcats are going to keep it on their half of the floor. 8.5 to go in the half. Peru has not scored in a while. And now as the drive comes into the lane, Larry Parker reaches in. I thought grabbed the ball. The official comes over and said he may have grabbed the ball, but he also got a little bit of the Peru player. And Lavette gets fouled. Here comes the ball back in play. Bobcats going to have it. Thank you. And cross court is going to go. 8:15 to play. And a relatively low scoring first half. Benedictine getting a ton of points last Saturday. Little head fake, shot deflected, rebound. Coming down to Benedictine. Now wait, the officials are going to stop the outlet. And they're going to say, that is a shot clock violation. So outstanding defense by the Ravens. You know, Coach Moody loves his defense. Got to be very proud of that sequence. 8 minutes to go in the half. So the Ravens leading by four, coming back up court with it. Jared Lee walks it up. Goes side to side, plays off the screen from Gabe. Dribbles it back toward the top. On the give and go, Drew Purdy got fouled and almost was able to get that thing to fall anyway. That was a great effort by Drew. He's come to the line to get a couple of free throws. First foul today for Ashton Levette. Free throw? Yeah. So Drew Purdy will collect his first point of the ball game. And for Peru State, six fouls, one each on six different players. Second free throw? No. Bobcats are going to rebound it down to the Ravens' lead by five. It is 14-9 at 7:40 to go in the first half. So we are, what, 12 and a half minutes into the game, and Peru has 9 points. That's phenomenal. Out on top, going to be the Bobcats. The ball's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Benedictine basketball. Great hands by the Ravens. BC will make multiple substitutions. And back into the game, we are going to see Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody. We're going to get Bryson LaRue out there and Aiden Sullivan. And the only non-starter, no, all the starters. Those are all the five starters back rotated back out there. Now I'm not really sure quite what's happened. Now the Ravens coaches are, there's a technical foul. Did I miss something good here? I don't know what happened. Somebody slapped his chair. Okay. All right, well, a technical assessed. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. The first shot is good for Bryson. Second shot is good. So Bryson LaRue will pick up his fourth and fifth points of the game. Technical foul is going to be on Ashton Levette. And the Ravens are going to have it back in. That was kind of an odd little sequence, but Benedictine will add a couple of points to their tally. They lead it out 16-9. 7:11 to go in the half. Back it in. Preston and his pass to the top is right through the hands of Vanderwoody, and Benedictine will turn it over. So the Ravens, half a dozen turnovers in the game. Peru will work around to the right side. For the Bobcats right now, desperately, they need to score. They haven't scored in so long, and here's the three. That's an air ball. It wasn't close. Ravens are going to clear it down. The crowd chants a little air ball chant. And that's an air ball chant coming from grown-ups. There are no students here because we're out of school. Three-point shot now. Rebound to Peru State. Got to love it when us older guys start chanting that. 6.5 to go in the half. Peru out on top. They'll go three. Can't hit it. And the long rebound is going to get away, go out of bounds, and come back to Benedictine. All right, when was the last time Peru scored? 9-9-9. At 11:30 is when they scored their ninth point. So, gosh, that's over 5 minutes ago now. We're at 6:20 to play in the first half. That is a phenomenal scoring drought. Benedictine hasn't helped themselves during that. They haven't scored in over 3 minutes themselves. And now we're going to get a steal by Peru State. Bobcats quickly into the forecourt, and Hollins wanted to set sail with a really long three and then thought better of it, kept it, pulled it back in. Now he's going to look back behind him, get it there to Johnson. Denham Johnson goes right side. The shot from underneath and there. Peru has scored off the hand of Tidian. His fourth point of the game, and it is 16-11. 5:37 to go. So that was a long, long drought. The shot for the Ravens, deflected. Rebound, here comes through. Racing it down the left side. Cross-court pass, and just a little miscommunication. I don't know if Tidian thought that Hollins was going to keep, or rather that Stubblefield was going to keep running, or Stubblefield took a wrong route, but they were about 3 feet apart when the ball flew out of bounds. No chance for him to have hauled that thing in, and the Ravens are back on offense with 5 minutes to play in the first half. And the game has gone by relatively briskly. Hope you're enjoying it here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison. As if shot is up, won't go. Bryson couldn't get it to roll in, and here comes Bruce Tate. They're still right in the thick of things. Trailing only by five, and here's a shot. Nope. Rebound BC. Ravens are going to run. The shot by Sullivan knocks it down. Well done by Benedict and Jacqueline Sullivan for two. His first point. The Ravens' leading scorer, averaging over 18, gets his first point of the game right there at 4.5 to go in the half. It is 18-11. And we're going to get a break. The ball gets away, and we're taking a timeout. Timeout, Joseph, 4:30 to go. We're in the opening half here in Atchison. Benedictine, 18, Peruse City, 11.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Minutes and 32 seconds to go in the opening half of the men's game in the Ravens. Enjoy a 7-point lead. It is 18-11 Benedictine in a low-scoring one. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Count for the year at Nolan's Gymnasium. And I'm up here kind of thinking out loud that, yeah, this is the same Benedictine team that scored 94 points Saturday. Well, right now, 18 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. But even better, they've held Peru State to 11 points in over 15 minutes of basketball, 15 and a half minutes. Phenomenal. Here's a Peru shot. It's going to be blocked and knocked out of bounds by Preston Reynolds. Peru's going to have it back in play down at their baseline. 13 on the shot clock. Peru once again looking to put it in from the right side of the lane. They'll bring it back, come out on top. Wide open three and in. From the outside, shot is good. And after having hit that shot, Peru head coach Roman Gentry wanting a timeout. We'll do it. Taking a break. Joseph at 4:19 to go. We're still in the opening half here in Atchison. Ravens 18, Bombcats 14.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Looking at the Raven 5 on the floor coming out of the timeout. Looks like it is going to be, yeah, going to be the original 5, but Preston Reynolds and Jack Vander Rudy and Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. Ravens coming up the floor, get it across midcourt, feed it over to Bryson LaRue right in front of a Peru State bench. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Deglin with it. Shot clock gets to single digits. You know, he's to the right side. Jack has it at 5. Feeds in the middle with 3. On the floor once, turning, twisting, and Ravens are not going to get a shot away. So a lost possession for Benedictine. And we're at 3:48 to go in the first half. Declan Sullivan will exit the game. Back in is Harrison Kissling. Harrison is 6'3", a sophomore from Olathe. Peru State with a ball, trailing only by 4. In spite of their inability, it feels like, to score and the low numbers that they picked up and the long drought they went through, they're still right here. And here's a little reverse layup. It misses. Aiden coming down with a rebound. Here comes BC. Down with it is Bryson. Dribbles it off on top. Sullivan to Jack. Vandermoody to Kissling. Down low again. Kissling goes three. Nope. Rebound Peru. Peru's only hit 28% of its shots and 16% from outside. Benedictine has hit 35 and 22. And it's still a four-point game, and nobody's gotten to 20 with less than 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's a pass to the top, and now it's going to be thrown away, and it's going to go out of bounds in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to get it back without Peru having taken a shot. Vandermoody out of the game. We're going to get Larry Parker back in, a 6'5 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. Rotating into the game for Peru State, Victor Lando will check back in. Victor with only 2 points so far today. So here we go with Preston Reynolds inbounding it for Benedictine, and Harrison Kissling takes that inbound pass. Little give and go in the middle. It's going to be batted free and stolen away. The Ravens are going to turn it over again. Down the floor, running three. Online, perfect. It is a one-point game coming off that straightaway three-point shot by Stubblefield. BC around to the left side, hanging on to that one-point lead. 2:22 to go in the half. Stubblefield with his only points of the game with that shot. Ravens pull up, 17-footer, Bryson LaRue. So Bryson with 7 points. Here's Peru in the lane, the shot, no. Follow shot, twisting, turning, falling away, no. Tipped up, no. Offensive board, followed up, yes. Bobcats, multiple shots at the edge of the rim. That was Denham Johnson. Again, a one-point game at 2019, and a steal, reverse layup, no, and a Larry Parker foul. So Benedictine, you can look at him out of the court. Don't quite have the spring in the step right at the moment. With a minute 41 to go in the half, going to get Vandermoody back in. Looks like Larry's coming out, maybe. He's over here standing in front of Coach Moody and the Raven bench, so I would suspect that's what's going to happen here after the first of a couple of free throws. This one's up and good. So that free throw is going to be the third point of the ballgame for Denham Johnson, and very importantly, it ties the game at 20. Aiden Sullivan is going to come out. Drew Purdy will be there for him. Second free throw for the lead is no good. We are tied at 20 with a minute 38 to go in the half. Here come the Ravens. They'll come out on top. Here's Harrison. Cuts into the lane. Dumps it over to the left. Purdy, uncontested. Three is in. Drew Purdy's fourth point of the game. And Drew, a big guy at 6'8", is a phenomenal perimeter shooter. And the Ravens go back up by three. 75 seconds to go in a half. Three-point shot on the other end is no good. And a rebound on the floor. Going to be cleared down by Bryson. LaRue up court. 1 minute to go. First half. LaRue from 17. Yeah! So Bryson gets two more. And the Ravens, with five unanswered, go up by five. 40 seconds left in the first half. So the Bobcats, who trailed pretty much the entire game, battled back, got a tie, but unable to take a lead. And now the Ravens go back up by five until that 15-foot turnaround shot by Denham Johnson, who's been really an inspiration to his team coming in off the bench. We get a timeout? Yeah, here's what's going to happen. Ravens are going to set up a final play. We're going to take a timeout and see what they come up with. Taking a break. 26 seconds to go in the half. It is Ravens 25, Bobcats 22.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Twenty-six seconds to go in the first half of this men's college basketball game here on Care Radio, and the Benedictine Ravens with the three-point lead are going to be put at the bottom plate. Shot clock, game clock are essentially simultaneous. There's less than a second separating them, and there'll be less than a second left after the shot if they run it all the way to the bottom. Kissling will have it on top. Let's see what Coach Moody drew up here. 7 seconds. Kissling goes right side. Jack shot for three. Blocked. Rebound Peru. 2 seconds. 1 second. Half-court shot. Not quite there, but not bad. But we've gone to halftime. I'll be back and we'll summarize the opening half for you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Teams are headed off the floor, going to the locker room. It is Benedictine 25, Peru State 22.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, kind of an interesting move. The Peru State players have all gone to the locker room, but the coaching staff has not yet. They're giving them a chance maybe to get a little rest, a little hydration before they go in, and maybe it also allows the coaches to kind of work among themselves and say, what's our message going to be when we go into the locker room at halftime? But coaches are all still out here on the floor for Peru State. Let's recap how things have gone in the first half. First of all, four of those Bobcats we've just before mentioned. It is 7 points by Christian and Tidian to lead the way. 5 of the first half for Denham Johnson coming in off the bench. Also off the bench, it is Everett Stubblefield with 3. It drops pretty dramatically. Victor Lado has a couple. Ashton Levette has 2. 2 also for Jamia Hollins. And 1 point for Quentin Wright. For Benedictine, Bryson LaRue paced it away with 9. 4 each for Gabe Sidgick and Drew Purdy. And then with 2 apiece, Preston Reynolds and Declan Sullivan, Aiden Sullivan, and Larry Parker the 3rd. Looking at some of the numbers, Ravens hit 41% of the floor at 19 of 22. Peru's hit 9 of 28. That's a 32% clip. Each team hitting a quarter of their 3-point shots. Ravens are 3 of 12. Peru's 2 of 8. At the free throw line, each team hitting, half or 2/3. Ravens are 4 of 6. Peru's 2 of 4. It's been a close game. You look at the stats, bench points at 10 apiece. Let's see where rebounds are, 18 and 16. So, yeah, these two teams have played a very, very close, very, very close first half. reflected in the stats, and also certainly reflected on the scoreboard up here. We're looking forward to bringing you the second half of this one live on Care Radio. Lady Ravens winning in game one. The BC guys halftime with a 3-point lead in game two. We'll see how this one turns out when we return. Second half coming up live, but right now, with that score at the break, Benedictine 25, Peru State 22, we return to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio for a beautiful January halftime.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. After Sports Look, we have, of course, have the High School Coaches Insight Show with coaches from Atchison High, Marjo Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. I'll be back in a moment with the scores in the women's games.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we had Culver Stockton beat Missouri Baptist with a 70-45 victory. Mount Mercy had a good day over William Penn, 56-50. Central Methodist beat William Woods, 62-49. Missouri Valley beat Park, 90-57. In the Graceland-Clark game, it was Clark, 84, to Graceland's 62. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Lady Ravens had an 80-74 victory over Peru State. I'll be back in a moment with the men's halftime scores.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Taking a look at the halftime scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, it's Culver Stockton trailing Missouri Baptist, with Missouri Baptist sitting at 33, Culver Stockton 22. William Woods is trailing Central Methodist, with Central Methodist sitting at 41, William Woods 36. Graceland is leading Clark 48-29 in the men's game at the half. Mount Mercy is trailing William Penn, with William Penn 3 points ahead at 36 points to Mount Mercy's 33. In the Park Missouri Valley game, Park men are on top 45-28. In this game, we've got the Benedictine Ravens at 25, the Peru State Bobcats 22.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Prescription drug pricing points to corporate mouth.
Freedom of the press is about your right to know.
And Clark Sheer athleticism.
It's about your right to be informed. Today, there are real threats to press freedom.
Reaching residential areas.
And your right to know about the world around us. We must protect our right to know, no matter what kind of news is important
to
you.
That's a great question.
Before it's too late, understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 42. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, heavy rain likely, high of 54. Overcast tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers, lows level off around 33. Slight chance for scattered showers Friday, chance of flurries on Saturday. A dusting of snow Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 48 degrees. It's clear out there. Feels like 46 with the winds out of the south-southeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 43%. Air quality is good out there. The dew point, 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, currently holding steady at 29.73 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after these messages.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around.
Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you once again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies game played earlier. Benedictine women coming away with a W. There's the second game of the night. We're about ready to go to the second half, and it is a 25-22 Raven lead over the visitors from Peru State up in Peru, Nebraska. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, great job, man. You always do that. Back at the Care Sports Studio, handling fitness at halftime. Thank you. Tom Couch will be here courtside, and it'll be interesting to see how Peru State makes adjustments at halftime. Coach, I'm not sure he ever went to the locker room. And the guys, he's got him down here on the near sideline, and he's sketching and diagramming. And we'll see how they come out in the second half. To begin the second half, Benedictine is going to have its original five out there. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vander, Woody Deglin, Sullivan Bryce in the room, and Aiden Sullivan for Peru State. Is going to be Victor Lado and Ty Griggs with Quentin Wright, Ashton Levitt, and Christian Tian. Here we go. Peru State with a basketball to begin the second half, and we're back at it. Bobcats now going from left to right across your dial here in the second half, and the Ravens and their player defense to begin things. Shot clock rolling along. Peru works the outside. Tries to drive in. Nothing there. Skip pass over to the baseline right. Shot clock at 7. Then the ball batted away by Preston. He thought he committed a foul, but he doesn't. Now a long 3, and it's a wedge. Wedge shot at 19:30, and it's going to be BC basketball. We're going to see some pressure by Peru on the inbound, which is a little interesting. We have not seen this worked by Peru today. One of the changes that apparently they've tried to introduce at halftime. Ravens have no issue with breaking the press and getting it into the forecourt. Over to the left side with it is going to be Declan Sullivan. Skip fast right side. Aiden, no one's in front of him. I think he was startled that there was no one in front of him. And Aiden Sullivan picks up his fourth point of the ballgame, and the Ravens go up 27-22. 1 minute gone in the second half. Peru goes up top side. Tidy Ann feeds it over to the right. The shot blocked from behind, and they're going to call Preston for a foul. So the foul on Preston will be his second of the game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And coming to the free throw line for Peru State, Victor Lado, who's a 77% shooter on the year. He's at 12 of 31, 37 of 48. Not a huge number of free throws for the 6'7 senior from Louisville, Kentucky. He'll look, he'll shoot, and no. One more shot coming up here for Victor. Do they still call a stadium over there Yum in Louisville? Maybe. Second one, nice. So, Victor will hit one of the two, makes it 27-23 Ravens. And up with it, it'll be this time Preston Reynolds bringing it up the floor. Over to the right side to Deglick, cuts into the lane, the finger roll up and won't drop. Rebound, Tiny Ann, and here comes Peru State. Quickly into the forward court. They'll work it down the right side in front of the bench. Bouncing it over to the left edge. You got Lovett. Kicks it into the corner. The Ravens double up the basketball. The feed will come out on top. Thinking about going for 12. They won't. Bring it outside. It's dead. Three-point shot is up. No. Rebound high off the rim. Now Sue's on the floor. Rolling around. Ravens get in there, but Peru's able to save it. They'll go to the outside. Put up a three that misses. Another offensive rebound. Followed up and put home. The bucket by Lado. He's got three already in the second half. Had two at halftime. So 5 points for him. And the Ravens on a fast break. The layup is going to be blocked. Drive it down and laying it up. And then that shot coming from behind was rejected. And Bryson Ruiz spills to the floor. He's okay. Not fouled. And the Ravens are going to have it in play at the baseline. Shot clock at 20. Out on top is going to be Aiden. Over to the right side to Jack. He'll launch a three. Nope. Long rebound is going to be saved. No, it's going to be taken away by Peru. Here they come. Skip pass right side. The ball batted away by Preston. Ravens are going to go back the other way. Here's Bryson. He will cut through two defenders, go in, kiss it off the window and miss it. It's going to be tipped up and in, and they're going to call a goaltend. Yeah. That ball was kind of hanging on the rim maybe a little bit when Aiden Sullivan came in and tipped it back up, and it was clearly going to come out. It was going away. But apparently still in the mind of the official above that cylinder, and so it's 17 and a half to go in the game. Ravens holding on to that two-point lead. Back up with it is going to come Peru State. Tomcats will bring it down. Lob it up topside. Lots of contact, and we're going to have a foul on BC. It's going to be on Aiden Sullivan. So for Aiden, it'll be his first foul of the game. BC has committed 2 second-half fouls. Peru's committed none, and we're 17-17 to go in the ballgame. Quinton Wright has the top side. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebound. Peru followed up and in. Here's where the points are happening right now. And it's going to be guys like Victor Lado, who's got five here in this half, playing above the rim, getting that offensive board and that putback shot. Not like Peru's shooting a great percentage, but that follow, and now the shot's going to be blocked out of the hands of Aiden Sullivan and out of bounds. And both coaches, Moody and Pierre, arms in the air. Can't believe that there was no foul called on that exchange. So the Ravens are going to have it in once again. Down to their baseline. It's a 27-27 ball game with 16:50 to go. Men's college basketball, and on the inbound, we're going to get a Peru State foul. This whistle is going to be on Quinton Wright. 16:50 to go. Ravens will bring it in. 20 on the shot clock. Bryson, topside Preston, into the lane, spinning and twisting. Now the pass out on top, batted away. Here comes Peru. Coming up with a basketball. It's a two-on-two break. Going in. The dish back to the trailer. No, but he'll get his own rebound and push it back up and in. And Peru is in front. Bombcats have taken a lead on the putback by Lovett. Here's Bryson from 10. Nope. Rebound Aiden. Got fouled. Goes hard to the floor, but jumps right back up. We've got Peru player right up in the face of the official. Trying to replay and illustrate for him how he felt that that foul was not how that happened. The foul is going to be on Lovett. Now, that'll be three. He's got a first-half foul, a technical foul, and now one in the second half. And the Ravens, who trail by two, looking to tie it up. The big guy's free throw, no. It is 29-27. One more shot? No. So Aiden Sullivan unable to connect on either half of that free throw. And Peru, who's on a 7-0 run right now, leads by a pair with 16-10 to go in the ball game. And Peru head coach is out on his feet telling his team to take it to the top. Well, what he didn't mean is for him to launch it so far that it goes over and back. And the Ravens are going to get the basketball. They'll bring it in at midcourt. Coach Roman Gentry so frustrated with how that worked out. It's only Steve Mayo spread that out, kicked that back out to the top. And when they did, the guy up top side wasn't ready for it. So it goes into the backcourt. Ravens are going to have it. Aiden Sullivan kicks it over to the left side to Deglin. Gets it to Preston. He'll go in and up. It doesn't go in, but he gets fouled. And free throws coming up for Preston Reynolds. The whistle on Christian Heinian is going to be his second foul of the game. It'll be Bobcat team foul three in the second half. At the line for Benedictine, Preston Reynolds, a 6'4" grad student, a 52% free throw shooter. If that one hits the back, it's not going to go in. Preston has only 2 points this evening, and he comes into the game averaging about 7.5. We're going to get Larry in. Second free throw. Yeah, no, it's not going in either. So in the second half, Benedictine is 0-4 at the free throw line. They're trailing by only two. But Peru State has the basketball and a 29-27 lead. 15.5 to go. Here's a drive. The shot from underneath. The bucket is good. It's going to be a foul from the back by Preston Reynolds. His third foul, and a three-point opportunity coming up for Peru State. All right, we're going to get Vanderwoody out of the game. Larry Parker III is going to take his spot. We're going to get Preston Reynolds coming out of the game, and you're going to get Gabe Sidgett coming in for him. And at the line is going to be Ashton Levette. Ashton hasn't shot a free throw yet. 78% guy, good shooter. This one, right there. So now 32-27. And Peru is on what now? A 10-0 run. 15-15 to go in the game. Here's Larry. Pulls up from 15. Nicely done. Larry Parker III. And Larry has his fourth point. 32-29, back to a single possession ball game. Peru widens it way out, now feeds underneath, and going up for the stuff. The Ravens are not going to allow that. They will collect a foul, and a foul on Drew Purdy, and we're going to get a timeout before we get free throws taken, and let's do it. Chills of the break, coming at 14:57 to go. We're in the second half here in Atchison. Peru State 32, Benedictine 29.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, as we mentioned earlier in the ladies game, there's a full slate of things going on around the conference, and other than this game, you've got Culver Stockton trailing Missouri Baptist, middle of the second half by 7. Central Methodist, 59-53 lead over William Woods. Graceland, absolutely blistering Clark, 62-37. Graceland right now on top of the conference. William Penn and Mount Mercy, a 3-point game. Park with a 9-point lead over Valley. Free throw here. On his way, yep. One more shot coming up for Victor Lado. He's got 6 already in this half. 8 in the game. Both free throws here are good. 34-29. Peru State by 5. And a Ravens upcourt pass from Cade. Looking over on the right side, but trying to get over to Parker. The defense saw that coming, able to get in that passing lane, get a hand on it, slap it away. Going to go out of bounds, and Benedictine will have it back in, playing in the backcourt. Here comes Sullivan. Gets it to Gabe over to the left side. Rice and LaRue. A little behind-the-back dribble. Runs off the screen, goes down the lane, kicks it left, all alone. Drew, three, yep. Drew Purdy from outside. It is 34-32. Tomcats still in front. Ravens continue to not let them get any kind of a real lead. Here's a jumper for two. Airborne and good. So for the Bobcats, the bucket by Stubblefield, his fifth point of the game. And the upward pass slapped away. Ravens are going to have it at the 28-foot mark on the far side. 36-32. Peru at 14 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine with a long, long road trip. They're going to be home tomorrow, and I believe they're going to have to leave Friday to make that Dubuque run. Here's a feed and collision underneath the bucket. Sprawling to the floor, Drew Purdy, but he's okay, and we'll have a couple of free throws coming here. That is going to be a big foul. That is going to be the fourth for Ashton Levette. And the first free throw for Drew, not going to happen. Drew's hit a couple of big old threes from the corner tonight, but he is one of three at the free throw line. He's a 44% free throw shooter, which is a little surprising with the way he shoots the three. You'd probably expect a little bigger number, but that is not how it is. He does hit the second free throw, though. 36-33. 13 and a half to go. Bobcats get doubled up down to the baseline. Bring it out. Stubblefield steps inside the ring. The long two is up and good. And here's what I'm seeing from Stubblefield. Not going to kill you with the three, okay? And he's not going to attack in the middle. He's going to take that mid-range jump shot. He's going to take it from inside the three-point ring, but, you know, 15, 16, something like that, 17 maybe feet. And that looks like it kind of more his comfort zone settles in, and he seems to be really, really good from there. Here's a three. Bryson doesn't get it. And I'm going to tell you, if you're in the gym, you got to watch Roman Gentry. He is absolutely entertaining. Because he is all in coaching his team here in the game. Very animated, very physical. Here's a three-point shot, double field. See, that was beyond his range. It's no good. And Ravens coming out with a long rebound. Here's Larry Parker. Skips it over to the left side. Declan Sullivan drives across, goes into the lane. Works it all the way back out to the elbow and keeps it dribbling alive as he backs it away with 12 and a half to go in the ball game. Declan stops, pulls up. Long shot missing. And the rebound is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Bobcat basketball. Jamel Hollins comes back in, the Aurora, Colorado senior, 6 foot tall. And the Ravens continue to have, you got Gabe, Drew, you've got Bryson, Larry, and who I got over there? Oh, of course, Sullivan. Deglin. Here's a feed. Here's a shot. Here's a bucket. And a plus one. For Peru State, Jamel Hollins, just coming into the game, is able to make that happen. We get a timeout? Yeah. We're going to get a timeout before the free throws. Bucket good. Free throw coming. And we're taking a break. With 12:13 to go in the game, we're in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Peru State 40, Benedictine 33.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
for me, one of the most difficult things to do is to figure out why things happen. And I'm looking out of the court tonight, and I'm looking at Declan Sullivan, who's Benedictine's leading scorer on the season. I mean, he comes in averaging over 18 points a ball game. And I'm trying to decide, is he just having one of those nights when things don't go in? Or has Peru State done something to defend him? Because so far tonight, Declan has 2 points in the first half, and no more than that. So something's different, and I'm not really quite sure exactly what it is. He's 1 of 6 shooting the ball, and over 2 from outside. And now the official comes over and has a little chat with the guy shooting the free throws here, Jamil Hollins. So Hollins is looking for the conventional 3. His shot is no good. Oh, you gotta love the fans that distract those shooters. That was pretty nice. 40-33. Peru State. That was a little startling, actually. I kind of liked it. Here's Bryce on the roof over to the right side. Aiden will go, or rather, Declan will go from 15 and knocks it down. All right, Declan Sullivan with 4. And I can tell you right now they're paying a lot of attention to him because when that shot got ready to go up, Coach Gentry, he was absolutely upset with whomever was defending Sullivan because he missed him. And he knew that Declan was probably going to knock down that shot, which is exactly what happened. And now the Ravens are going to make a trio of substitutions and return some starters out to the floor. So you got Declan Sullivan out there. Preston Reynolds is back. Also, who I got here is a Kissling out there with Jack Vanderwoody, and rounding it out is Drew Purdy. You got a bunch of pretty good long-range shooting guys out there. BC will back away, put up the 3, and it won't go down. And the rebound will be slapped away by Purdy. It's out of bounds to Peru State. 11:22 to go in the ball game. Ravens down 5, 40-35. And again, unless something changes, it's going to be a pretty low-scoring contest today. Oh, a beautiful pass and a step inside and a layup by Tidy Ann. That is 9 points for Christian. 42-35. Now the feed, the give and go, and the layup is good. Give Kissling the assist and a bucket. Preston Reynolds. 42-37. Inside 11 minutes to go now in the game. Bobcats, top side. Little hook pass over to the left. Kicks it over to Tiny Ann. Out on top and loaded Johnson. Denham had a great first half when he got into the game. Now he'll spin and fall and shoot, missing. Rebound pulled down by Deglin. He'll bring it up before himself. Getting the rebound, now bringing it up the court. He's going to attack the rim, go in, up the window, miss the shot. But coming to the free throw, and you can see Deglin is really frustrated, a little upset with himself. He thought he was going to hit that shot. I thought he was going to hit that shot because he does it so well. You just get to where you expect that to happen for him. But he will come to the free throw line here, having been fouled by Stubblefield, and his first free throw is great. So Everett Stubblefield picking up his first foul of the evening, and it'll be team foul 5. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece, by the way. And Declan Sullivan picks up his 5th point of the game. One more free throw. In, out, no good. Here comes Peru. 42-38. Bobcats, 10-10 to go. In the guy's game. There's a little travel. No whistle, little switch down there. Get passed over to the left wing. So look it in. Nothing doing. Back out on top. It's going to come to Ihupu. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 3, 6, feed right. The long 3. Oh, it's off the window. Good night. That thing was so far off. It was so far wide to the right. The Christian Tinian's 3-point shot glances off the backboard, bangs to the bottom of the net, and we're going to get a break. Timeout on the floor at 9:46 to play in tonight's men's college basketball game. Peru State 45, Benedictine 38.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
.46 to go in tonight's ball game. Welcome back here to the NOLA Gymnasium. Benedictine playing host here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference ball game to Peru State. First game of the night, it was a win for the Benedictine ladies.
Thank you.
Second game of the night, still in a lot of doubt as it's gone back and forth, but Peru has put together what is right now their largest lead so far this evening at 7. Ravens are going to have Declan Sullivan putting it in play to Bryson LaRue. You got Preston Reynolds out there, Jack Vanderwoody, and Randy Gales. That's Drew Purdy. BC will walk it up the floor. Coach Moody on his feet between the end of his bench and the scorer's table, setting his offensive play. Drew Purdy's shot is going to be blocked. On the other end, the driving shot is up and good, and a foul by the Ravens trailing that play. And I'm just going to say, Jack had no chance of anything good happening there. Went up in the air as if to try to block it, but that was probably not going to happen. And instead, he picks up the foul. And what was a bad transition, giving up 2 points, could become a worse one with an opportunity maybe to give up 3. Victor stepping up there and knocks it right in. He has hit 4 in a row after having missed his first one. And it is a 10-point Peru lead. Ravens got a battle back. Here's Aiden. He put that on the floor for reasons I don't understand, but was able to go up and finish the shot. Aiden Sullivan, 6 points now. 48-40. 9 minutes left. Peru in the middle. The ball batted away, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Harrison. Kissling will work it over to the right side. Does not attack the rim. Bounces in the middle, trying to get it to Aiden. And the ball slapped away by Peru State. Caleb Iwiku, the 6'5 senior from Columbus, Ohio, went headlong. Knocked that ball away. And going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine across the way. 8:50 to play. Still plenty of time, but for the Ravens trailing by 8. Don't want to wait too long to make some kind of a comeback ever. Here's a 3 on its way. Air ball. Caught on the fly, and that was not even close. Here come the Bobcats. And again, you got Coach Roman Gentry on his feet, arms in the air, telling his team slow it down. I want you to run some offense. I want you to use a little bit of time and finish this off with a score. Instead, here's a hurried 3, but he's going to bury it, so I guess it doesn't matter. 3-point shot by Lado. He's got a huge second half. Ravens down court, trailing by 11 now. Vanderwoody passes up a shot. LaRue passes up a shot. He finally pulls the trigger on one, and it's going to be rejected out of bounds. Victor Lado's got 13 points in the second half already for Peru State. A little over 8 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Ravens have it down 11. Bryson back out on top to Jack. The 3. There it is. That is the first point tonight for Jack Vanderwoody. Makes it 51-43. Now the official's going to sort of stop the game a little bit here. Not sure what's happening. I think he's a little scoreboard checking. Ravens are going to have Sullivan and Reynolds, LaRue, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, the original 5 starters out there for head coach Ryan Booty. Brewer has the ball up top side. Johnson has it. Denham comes it over to the left. They got it deep in the corner. Backing in toward the lane. And the ball's going to be stolen by Preston. I think he was startled by how close it was to him. Behind the back pass. The layup is going to be up and good. That was a pretty pass. Give Preston Reynolds the assist. Give Aiden the bucket. And it's now 51-45. BC's got it right back to a two-possession game. 7:29 to go. Peru has it knocked away down on the sideline. Down into the bench toward the baseline. Going to bring it back in out on top. 7:27 to play. 51-45. Way up top side. And then look to the middle. Look into the middle. Bounce pass back over to the left. Driving toward the baseline. Backing in. No room. Lado comes out on top. Plenty of time on this thing. Shot clock at 11. Shot clock at 7. They'll drive down. Lose a handle. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. And Benedictine going to get the basketball back. So BC is taking that slow, steady, come from behind trail. And they have cut this thing to 6 and are back up court with a basketball. And a feed underneath. Preston goes in, goes up, missed it, and got fouled. And you got to finish those shots. That's a big deal. You got a chance at 3, and instead you miss the largely uncontested shot that you just got to square up and knock that thing down. But he will come to the line with a couple of free throw opportunities. The foul is going to be the second for Victor Lado, and here comes Preston Reynolds. His shot, high, arcing, no. You got to remember also, Preston, not a great free throw shooter. He's now 0 for 3 tonight. 52.5%, so he's going to hit a couple here. Got one more shot coming up. Puts this one up. Yes, there you are. So Preston Reynolds has 5, and it's 51-46. 6:40 to play. Down to the left side. Peru State Bobcats will feed it down. About halfway between the three-point circle and the lane. Pushing up with the free hand. Driving his way in. Forcing up the shot. It misses. Offensive rebound. And somewhere in this, we're going to have a foul call. The official runs in. And it will be on Benedictine. And it will be the fourth foul by Preston Reynolds. So at 6:27 to play, the Ravens commit their 7th foul, and that means Peru State coming to the line, and Caleb Iuku will have a 1+, and the front one got it. That's Caleb's first point today. Can I tell you, I hope they never get rid of the 1-1. Love the 1-1. I guess it's another old guy thing. Second free throw, yeah. So Caleb's going to get them both. It is 53-46. Peru with the lead. Benedictine with the basketball. Pretty much with that 7-point deficit. But again, 6:15 to play. Plenty of time. Need to be economical with the possessions. Need to be smart with them. And as the ball is fed in the middle to Aiden Sullivan, his defender found Aiden inside. And he said, well, I'm not going to be able to defend him like that, so goes ahead and fouls him, and that is going to be Caleb's 2nd foul, Peru's 7th, and now the Ravens will come to the free throw line 1-1, and Aiden, he's not a great free throw shooter either, 57% guy, and it doesn't go in, and there is the curse of the 1-1 when you miss that front half. Sullivan is 0-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Ravens trail by 7. Right to the left side, Peru State. The power move underneath, and the bucket is off the window and good. 55-46. Clock becoming an issue at 5.5 to play. Driving in, Drew Purdy misses the driving layup. That's just a lack of focus right there. You got to have an eye on the backboard, on the rim, and that just isn't what happened. 5.5 to go. We've seen these guys make that play. He's good. can make it. Here comes Peru State. Up 9, looking for the double-digit lead. And we go inside 5.5 minutes. Bobcats coming to the right side. Peru coming into the game with an identical record. And here's a long three. It's up and good. Tidyan has, 15 points. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Of Peru State is on an emotional high right now. We're going to take a break. 5:17 to go in the game. It's Peru 58, Benedict and 46.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Well, the Bobcats have taken their largest lead of the evening. It's 58-46 with 5:17 left in the ballgame. Tomorrow on Kit Radio, Gus Knight bringing you Sports Look at about 5:20 after the Kit Radio Evening Report, brought to you by Brian Hagen and the Care News and Weather and Sports staff. So you got that going on Friday night. It'll be high school hoops, Jefferson County North at Marshall Mount Academy Saturday. Raven basketball, Benedict and Clark at noon and 2, by the way, on Saturday in a road game. All right, here we go. Coming out of the timeout, Ravens are going to have to really have very few possessions to spare. Going to need to get some points on the board. Only 46 right now with 5 minutes to play. Over to the right side. Here's Bryson. It's three, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered for this Raven offense. Bryson LaRue, his first point of the second half right there. And the Ravens are back to within 9. 58-49. Skip bounce over to the right side. Tiny Ann has it. Vanderwoody trying to defend him. The feed to the right. Nobody there. All alone and an undefended three. It's up and good for Quinton Wright. That's his first field goal today. 61-49. 4:20 to go. Vanderwoody for three. Nope. And the long rebound, Tiny Ann, and here comes Peru State. Up the floor is Quinton. He'll cross at the Raven logo at the center. Start left, work his way back over to the right side. Kicks it back out to on top. Tiny Ann gets down low, twisting, turning, nothing doing. They'll scoot it back over to the left side. Now from underneath, the shot is up and missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and Benedict and Enroll run. Inside 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. 61-49, Peru up a dozen. Out on top, Vanderwoody. Little seesaw by LaRue. Bryson plays off the screen. Looks to the middle. In trouble. Gets it back behind him to Drew. Ravens are taking a ton of time here. 16-foot jumper. Good. Declan. Sullivan, 5.5. 7 in the ball game. It's 61-51. 3:20 to play. And Peru is going to be more patient than we've seen. They'll get it to the baseline. Kick it to the top. Launch and bury another three. That was just a big-time shot that was taken by Quinton Wright. And he's had a couple of threes here in the last couple of minutes. And now we got a Peru player who has fallen to the floor, and that's going to be Tiny Ann. And Coach Grace is over there to take care of his athlete. .307 to go. And back up court for the basketball. Here comes Benedictin. 302, 301. 3 minutes left in the game. Ravens have the ball, but now they're down 13. Here's a running shot. It's up and good. Declan Sullivan It's now 64-53. Declan's now 7.5, 9 in the game. And Peru back. A little behind the back pass. The feed to the left side. The drive across the lane. The ball's loose. It's down to the baseline. It's going to be saved. 4 on the shot clock. 3. Our desperation shot at the buzzer misses. And a rebound is going to go out of play. It'll be BC basketball. But now for the Ravens. The clock is an enemy. 2:19 to go, down 11. Vanderwoody exits. Larry Parker comes in. And here comes Benedictine. Parker will take the inbound pass. They'll get it to Deglin and find out proof. They've got Denham Johnson all over Sullivan. He's probably their best defender, and that's what you would want to do. You got to do. Put your best defender on that guy. Shot from the top for Drew. Nope. Rebound. Bobcats. Inside 2 minutes of play. Peru with the basketball, leading about 11. 1:50 to go. Starting left, cutting right, out on top, little sidestep in the lane, the feet across through the traffic, a ball is rolling loose, picked up by Peru, the shot's blocked, a foul by Preston, and that's going to be the night for him. So Preston Reynolds will foul out of the ball game with 1:39 to go this evening, end with 5 points. 2 of 4 from the floor, 0 for 2 from 3, and 1 of 4 at the free throw line with 4 rebounds. Free throw? Yep. Denham Johnson. That's his first point in the second half. Jim gets quiet. Free throw gets good. Sixty-six fifty-three. Now the Ravens up court pass is stolen, and quickly Coach Gentry throws his arms in the air again, like he did earlier in the game, telling his team to slow it down, take a little off of that, and finally the Ravens are going to commit the foul up top side. Not as quickly, I don't think, as Coach Moody had hoped they might. We're going to get a 1-1 for the Bobcats, and coming up here is going to be Quentin Wright. Quentin is he's only shot 9 free throws this year. Played in all the games, started 6. His free throw here is going to be in. He had a good second half, hitting a couple of threes. He's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, giving him 8 points so far. One more shot coming up. 78 seconds to play. This one, yeah. Very flat shot. Not a lot of loft to it at all. Benedictine and Larry Parker up the floor. Goes over to the right side. The feed comes into the lane. Sullivan kicks it over. The 3-point shot. Aired out and hit by Jack. Vanderwoody hits the shot. Makes it 68-56. And again, we're going to get a BC foul near midcourt. We're inside the last minute of the game. The whistle's going to be on Bryson. So first foul of the ball game tonight for Benedictine 6'2 senior Bryson LaRue. And the first free throw on the other end spins out. We have not seen a lot of free throws not go in for Peru, particularly here in the second half. They've been hitting them. This one is good. Well, the 15 in the second half at the free throw line, by the way. 3-point shot, good by Maru. So Bryson reaches out, dials it up. And on the upcourt play, a foul, and it is going to be on Drew Purdy. A couple of fouls on Drew here this evening. 69-59. 38 seconds to go. The free throw falls up and in for Denham Johnson. He's at 3 in a row and 4 out of 5 tonight. That one's way short. Rebound LP. 70-59. The Ravens breakaway shot. Nope. Hurry with a rebound in the forecourt. Over to the right side, and we have a foul on Bryson. So Bryson LaRue will collect a second foul here tonight. And for Benedictine, this is going to be a tough loss. I mean, they had a little bit of a lead, you know, early in the ball game, and this thing was kind of nip and tuck until with the last, I'm just looking at the old score sheet here. The last 7-8 minutes of the game began to put together a bit of a lead, and BC tried to push back, but just couldn't get over that. Never able to take a lead back. 72-59. Ravens up top. Here's Larry. It's a three. Oh, how about that? Larry Parker to third. 72-62. 12 seconds, 11. Parker will steal it, but they're going to wipe away the shots. Coach, when you're looking for a little bit of an explanation, was a foul. Another going to see the ball had been kicked. So the Benedictine possession was waved off, and we're going to get a timeout taken. So Peru with a 10-point lead and 10 seconds left. Exercises the timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph. 10 seconds left. Bobcats 72, Raven 62.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Well, the Ravens are going to take an inbound. What a long shot by Vanderudy. We got 7 seconds, six. Are they going to take that shot? And Vanderudy's not going to allow that. So let's do a little paperwork here. Jack hits a three, his third of the game. All of them have come in the second half, and he's got 9. And then, subsequent to that, he will collect his third foul. And Prusade was going to go breakaway and lay it up. He was not going to let Denham Johnson have that. And Denham's free throw is good. He's now hit 5 in a row and 6 of 7. This one, yeah. Oh. 74-65. Ravens up court. Vanderwoody's pass is right into the hands of a defender, and Peru can't get another shot away as that horn sounds, and the final score is Peru St. 74, Benedictine 65. We'll be back and summarize this for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Good to hear the NOLA Gymnasium. Going to wrap up this BC Guys game. Stick around a little bit and hope to talk with head coach Ryan Moody. And I am not going to say that this is the total difference in a game, but this is kind of an indicator of how the game went in the second half for the Ravens. Peru at the free throw line in the second half, 16 of 19. Benedictine at the free throw line in the second half, 3 of 11. And one of those is the front half of a 1-1. So this is kind of indicative of how things had all, thank you, of how things had kind of gone for BC today. And, you know, you played against a William Penn team who threw 15 games of the season. They lead the Heart of America Athletic Conference in three-point shooting. They're really good. They shoot, what, 38.5% from three. And, you know, tonight, where were they at in three-point shots? 37%. So, yeah, on 7-19. So there, again, they're right there. A really good shooting team, very athletic. And, well, the Ravens had a little bit of a lead early. It was very close at halftime. Ravens with a short three-point lead at intermission. But Peru, I think, just finally kind of opened up that scoring a little bit. And, again, it was good shooting that won the game for them. For Peru State, leading the way in scoring tonight. I've got 15 apiece for Christian Tinian and Victor Lado. 11 of the game for Denham Johnson. He did a nice job coming off the bench. It was a 9-point game for Quentin Wright. 7 this evening for both Everett Stubblefield and Ashton Lavette. Caleb Ahekwu with 5 and 4 for Jimmy L. Hollins. For Benedictine, Ravens leading scorer. And again, 3 guys, 2 for Peru, 1 for Benedictine with 15 points. That was a high watermark. Bryson LaRue, 15 tonight. He is the only Raven to get to double-digit scoring. 9 apiece for Jack Vanderwoody, who had 3 second-half threes, and 9 points for Declan Sullivan, which is a little under half of what he averages. Aiden Sullivan had 8 tonight. It was a 7-point game for Larry Parker III. 8 also for Drew Purdy, by the way. And we'll have a 5-point game for Preston Reynolds, who fouled out in the last couple of minutes. 4 points today for Gabe Sidgick. He got all of those in the first half. Look at this, and a handful of the other numbers comparing some of that. Ravens were out-rebounded 38-26 tonight. So that's always tough. Bench points, Peru State outscored the Ravens 28-19. And, yeah, for BC, just kind of a tough one here today. Although the Ravens overall shot a little bit better than Peru State, 24-52 for 46%, Peru 24-54 for 44%, so very close. Both teams hitting 37% from outside. Those free throws, though, that 12-point difference on the night in free throws it's kind of a big deal when you lose by 9. So the math is pretty easy. For the Ravens, it's this time of the year. Now you're in January. They are fast and furious. You got no time to worry about this thing. You got to put it behind you. You got to move on. You're going to have probably a day of walkthrough tomorrow. We'll get coached, and he'll probably tell us about that. But a little bit of walkthrough tomorrow, and then hit the road on Friday, and a long road trip up to Dubuque, Iowa, which is just a little bit this side of Tokyo. I mean, it's like halfway across the world when you have to drive up there. But for the Ravens, it's going to be another test. And Clark, always a good team and always a tough place to play, so the Ravens are going to have to be ready. You'll be able to hear those games, of course, here on Care Radio. Ladies contest Saturday at noon, and the guys are going to be at 2 o'clock Saturday. Again, we're going to stick around a little bit. Always like to chat with Coach and give him an opportunity to kind of tell us about how he's feeling and what he's thinking about the games if we get through them. And with that said, I'm going to check and see what's going on around. Where are we at? That was Saturday. This is today. Oh, we got to refresh this, get these scores updated here, because most of these teams are going to probably be pretty well done. And through 12 offensive rebounds, 15 second chance points. That's a pretty good kind of a number right there. Let's see what happened. Peru wins here tonight. Missouri Baptist over Culver Stockton, 65-57 this evening over in Canton. It was Central Methodist downing William Woods by 11. Graceland, the number one team in his conference, did not have any trouble with Clark, winning it by 23 points, 88-65 up in the Keele Center up in Dubuque, where the Ravens will be Saturday. William Penn at home in Oskaloosa in very Penn-like fashion, scores 98. They downed Mount Mercy 98-84. It was Missouri Valley over Park in what had to be a pretty good ball game, 70-67. Now, Penn is going to be right back, and they play a school with whom I am unfamiliar, Oak Hills Christian. They're going to be playing them tomorrow night in Oskaloosa before Saturday's games. So just looking up and down here, not everybody played tonight. I'm looking, we did not have a Baker game. Wildcats are going to be at home with Culver Stockton Saturday. Penn will be at Mid-America. Central Methodist at Graceland. Grandview at Valley. Mount Mercy is going to host Park on Saturday, and you'll have this Peru State team taking another road trip. This time they're going to go over to St. Louis. And Peru State Saturday at Missouri Baptist. I can say, sticking around, because I always like to give Coach the opportunity, and I think he likes to be able to come in and just kind of share some thoughts of the game. But I also understand that he's probably got some conversations that he's going to have with the guys, and you know, I think put their mind at ease and try to keep them. You got to keep the positive focus going. The last thing that you want to do is get guys, you know, down and, you know, the mindset going in the wrong way. You want to keep that upbeat. You want to keep that thing, you know, where you know that you can and will and are going to get this going the way you want it to go. And so very important for that mental aspect of the game to make sure that you have everybody feeling right. And, well, Coach coming up here, we'll turn a dial or a knob or two and rotate a couple of those around. And hey, Coach.
Tom.
First eight pretty good. The game was really close early, and they got some free throws late in the game and took advantage of them, and, you know, that's what I could see kind of happen.
I mean, yeah. I
would give you a chair. I don't have one.
No, you're good. I think that the positive of this game is that we showed, I mean, this is the level of, like, physicality and intensity, possession by possession, that you have to win a league or to get to the national tournament. And I mean, that's our goals, right? Like, to win the league, and then secondary is to get to the national tournament at whatever chance you can. And we're still in that mindset. I mean, we knew this was going to be a physical grinder. Peru plays that way. We're getting better at playing that way. And I applaud our guys for competing and being super physical. I mean, the game came down to possessions, Tom. I mean, it's a numbers game. When two good teams play each other, it's a numbers game. And we had 14 possessions where we didn't get a shot. I mean, 14 turnovers. We averaged, I think, 8 a game. So 14 times against Peru, we didn't even get a shot off. And then we gave them 12 offensive rebounds, so they get 12 extra possessions in the game. And we get 6, and only 2 of those were our guys grabbing the basketball off the rim. 4 of them were team offensive rebounds. So only twice in the entire game did our guys get an offensive board. So, I mean, it just comes down to possessions. I mean, it was going to be a grinder. I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. The game plan was great. The guys executed it, for the most part, pretty good. But physicality-wise and executing possessions, we couldn't get it done. I mean, you can't miss 10 free throws, and I think 5 of those were front ends. So you might as well add 5 more on there. That's 15 missed free throws that you know, in a 9-point game or whatever ended up being. Peru's a really good defensive team. They're physical. They're athletic. They take away the 3. They do a great job. You know, we got some at the end there while they were in scramble mode, but during the course of the game, they do a great job of not helping, making you make plays at the rim. And we grinded, you know, but we did not execute when it came to taking care of the basketball.
For the guys, I think, and you touched on it, the big deal is to keep the big picture in mind and don't let yourself get wrapped up in 1 minute here, because you got a whole raft of stuff coming up, and you're going to be back on the road here in a day or so to go over to.
Yeah, but this one's got to hurt a little bit, 'cause this is a big game. I mean, this is a team in our pod. You know, we were tied in the standings with them. As far as I think we were tied in the standings with them in the league, and so I mean it needs to hurt, and this group needs to learn that. You know, I mean, let's be real. This group, Tom. I mean, you know, I love these guys, and we'll go to war with them every single night. They're getting better. But the success hasn't, you know, some of our previous teams, they haven't had it. And it needs to hurt. Losing needs to hurt. And I think these guys understand that. They're in that locker room. They're disappointed, because this is a big game against a good team. I think Peru's as good as anybody at the top of our league, and they just haven't connected. They have so many new guys. So, you know, yes, there is a ton of good basketball in front of us, and we got better in this game, and we have to flush this, like you said, you know, not think about it, but we got to get better from it, and we have to get on that bus on Friday and be ready to bring what I like out of this. The biggest takeaway, Tom, I mean, I loved how we guarded, and I loved how tough and physical we were. The deal is, though, you got to do that every night. You know, we didn't do that Saturday. You know, William Woods doesn't play the same kind of way as Peru, but we can play the same kind of defense, and we didn't do that Saturday, so... You know, we got to lock in on this coming Saturday, go to Clark, play this kind of physical defense, this kind of locked-in defense that we played tonight, and then still play free and play explosive on offense. So it's a team that, for us, I mean, the reality is we're playing a lot of guys that are still learning the game and still learning what it takes to get over the top when it comes to that side of it. And you got a Peru team that's got... You know, I think every guy in that roster is a third, fourth, or fifth-year guy that played tonight, and a lot of fourth- and fifth-year guys, maybe not at Peru, but that's college basketball in 2026. So, you know, we're growing, we're learning. The takeaway is positive. We're getting tougher. But, you know, we didn't make free throws tonight. We gave them too many possessions.
So what do we do tomorrow? Get them together a little bit and, you know.
Yeah, we're going to shoot free throws, Tom.
Shoot some free throws.
We'll get in the weight room. We'll do our recovery tomorrow. We'll shoot free throws in the afternoon, and then we'll get on the bus Friday morning. We'll have a practice, short practice Friday night. It's a quick turnaround here when you get to ride a bus for 7 hours on Friday, and we play at 2 o'clock at Clark on Saturday. So we'll try to get them. We'll get them plenty of rest. We'll be ready to go on Saturday.
Coach, we're looking forward to it, man. Appreciate you, and good luck on Saturday on the road.
Thanks, Tom. Drive safe.
You got it. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and appreciate you having joined us. Now, here's the upcoming schedule tomorrow night. Gus and I are going to bring you some sports talk right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. It's going to be on about 5:20-ish, you know, so this Brian gets all the news covered. So we'll have sports talk tomorrow night. Friday night, it'll be Jefferson County North at Mar Hill Mount Academy here on Care Radio. Saturday, the game coaches and I were just talking about, it'll be Benedictine at Clark, ladies game at noon, guys game at 2. Ravens on the road up in Dubuque. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Quick flip of the pages back here in the old scorebook. Game 1 tonight was won by the Benedictine Lady Ravens 80-74. Second game of the night, it was the Peru guys getting away with a 74-65 win. Got to thank you for having joined us. Got to thank Joseph back at the K Radio Sports Studios. Till we greet you next time. For Joseph, well done, young man. Tom Couch here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.